Masechet Chulin Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. If a person has forbidden food that is cooked with permitted food, and the permitted food absorbed the taste and the flavor of the forbidden food, it becomes forbidden as well with it. This is known as Ta'am Ke'ikad. The flavor of the food is considered to be like the food itself, since the flavor here of the forbidden food became absorb and part of the permitted food. A person is not allowed to eat those foods because he would be eating the flavor of a forbidden food. There's a machloket if this is the oraita or the rabbanan. This even applies when you have the same taste. Let's say you have two pieces of meat and they're together. One of them was not kosher, one of them was kosher, and the flavor of the forbidden one entered the permissible one. Even though it's technically the same flavor, it still becomes problematic. The flavor of the forbidden food is in the permitted food, and therefore it becomes a halachic problem. This does not apply in a situation where the permitted food is so much, is such a large amount, that the flavor of the forbidden food would become very diluted in the pot. In this type of situation, we say there's bitul. The forbidden food becomes nullified and the permitted food is allowed to be eaten. Here we'll talk about the halakha if the thigh was cooked with the gid hanasheh still in it. Mishnah says, Yarech shinit bashel ba gid hanasheh. If a thigh was cooked with the gid hanasheh still in it, im yesh ba benoten ta'am harezo asura. If the thigh has the amount where the gid hanasheh could possibly give forth flavor, it would be forbidden to eat the entire thigh. Its flavor of the gid hanasheh is absorbed into the thigh during the cooking process. Ketzad misharin ota. How do we measure it? In other words, if the taste of the gid hanasheh is exactly the same taste as the meat, how do we figure out if there's a transfer of ta'am over here? We can't taste it and know. What do we do in order to understand if there's a transfer? How do we measure this? Kibasar bilafe, says the Mishnah, we should imagine that the meat is giving flavor into turnips. If the meat, which let's say you had a piece of meat that was the same size as the gid hanasheh over here, if it was put together with turnips, and those turnips have the same amount of volume as the thigh, the mashal is clear here. Meat to turnips, and the gid hanasheh to the thigh. So let's just replace the gid hanasheh to the thigh with meat to turnips. If the meat had the same volume as the gid hanasheh, was put with turnips, which would have been the same volume as the thigh, when cooked together, would the flavor of the meat be given over to the turnips or not? If the answer was yes, then the problem in our situation is considered to be that there's a transfer of taste, there's a transfer of ta'am. But if the thigh would be larger, so that the flavor of the meat, which is the size of a gid hanasheh, wouldn't actually emit any taste to the turnips that are so big, then there's no transfer of ta'am, and the gid hanasheh becomes nullified to the meat of the thigh and would be permitted. We'll elaborate more in the next Mishnah. According to many, this is where we learn out the 1 to 60 measure. That if what we said, the meat in the turnips is equal to the gid hanasheh to the thigh, that's trying to say on a very large thigh in relation to the gid hanasheh, if it was cooked together, there's no transfer of ta'am if there's at least 1/60, 1 to 60, one part asur, 60 parts mutad, it would be permitted. If there was less than 60 parts, if it was, for example, 1 to 59, we assume over there that the 59 is not enough to say that it got nullified and it actually picks up ta'am and it would become problematic. So we learn out the 1 to 60 ratio that would allow from this Mishnah, from this situation.